2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Today is Monday. It's the 10th day of May. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. The rain is Salt Lake and north. We've got 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake.
And the rain causing slowdowns on a lot of different roads. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this hour with a developing story out of West Valley City where police say they shot a suspect who was reportedly breaking windows on homes.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live on the scene near 3800 South and 4800 West with the latest, John.
Yeah, Amanda, the yellow police tape has been taken down in this neighborhood, although a few officers still remain on the scene. It comes after West Valley police responded to calls overnight of a man breaking house windows. When cops arrived, they say they found a 25-year-old man armed with a crowbar, and they tried non-lethal tactics, although shots were eventually fired by police and the man was sent off to the hospital. Lieutenant Levi Lloyd with West Valley PD explains what happens now.
The way the protocol team works is they'll come in and conduct interviews of witnesses, the officers, and kind of figure out the best they can of what transpired, and then they'll go from there.
No identification yet on the man involved, although police have indicated that he was awake and talking when he went to the hospital, and the latest update is that he underwent surgery and is now recovering. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
We're following another developing story this morning, this one in West Jordan. There was a multi-car crash on Redwood Road in 7800 South, and police say when they arrived, they found one person had been shot. That person later died in the hospital. We're waiting for updates from police who say the suspected shooter has yet to be found.
A knife-wielding man and a police officer are injured during a struggle at a home in Eagle Mountain.
Initially, the information was that there was a medical problem that was carbon monoxide-related.
Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon says they were called about a medical issue, but officers and deputies found a man trying to harm himself. Officers took down a bathroom door to try and stop the man, and an officer received a deep cut on his hand while trying to take away the knife. The officer was treated for his injuries, and the barricaded man was flown to a hospital for treatment.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Analysts say gas prices could hit a three-year high today, thanks in part to a cyber attack on the country's largest fuel pipeline.
Federal officials say an Eastern European criminal organization appears to be responsible. According to multiple reports, that group is known as DarkSide, which operates mostly out of Russia. The Biden administration is now allowing truckers who deliver fuel to states impacted by the shutdown to drive more hours than normal each day.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting.
Higher education is also falling victim to major ransomware attacks, including here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the details.
The University of Utah paid over $457,000 after a ransomware attack last year. The school said in a statement that they decided to pay the attacker to make sure the information wasn't released on the internet. The attack went after encrypted student and faculty data, though the school says no central IT systems were compromised. The University of California, San Francisco also paid a ransom last year of $1.14 million to recover data in a similar attack. Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
The group suspected of attacking the Colonial Pipeline, called DarkSide, claims it doesn't attack hospitals or educational targets.
The Biden administration announced this morning new protections for gay and transgender people. The policy will protect against discrimination in health care. This reverses a Trump-era policy. The Health and Human Services Civil Rights Office will once again investigate complaints of discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity.
Utah's governor says paying people not to work is not working. He is talking about the push to end enhanced unemployment benefits. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Governor Spencer Cox told CNN the biggest problem in Utah is finding workers for those unfilled jobs. He says some employers believe the enhanced federal jobless benefits are a disincentive to working.
It is a terrible jobs report, not what we were expecting at all, but that's what happens when we pay people not to work. Now, again, there are families that are struggling. We want to help them out, but at some point, we have to roll that back.
Several Republican governors have announced they are planning to roll back the enhanced benefits, including Montana, South Carolina, and Arkansas. The White House says it is not a disincentive. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.